Hey, Mort. This Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Mark, how you doing? This has been a really interesting program you had going on here. You say always don't listen to your family or don't tell your family about your problems because they're not qualified. Unfortunately, my father-in-law is a retired marriage therapist, and he's like got my wife totally convinced to divorce me, and she's already, I mean, we're in court. I mean, it's really ugly. So I guess my question would be, how do you combat or get her to open up and realize that the marriage is more important than what her father's, like, oh, just get over it, move on, live your life. And he's definitely not helping the situation at all.
Right. Look, in almost every case, whether it's a father, whether the father is a marriage therapist or not, really doesn't matter. It's a father, a brother, a good friend, a friend that was recently divorced, a mistress, a mister, a teenage child. I mean, you each can fill in the blank. Everybody has somebody in their situation that is negatively influencing their spouse. And it brings me no pleasure to tell you, there's really nothing you can do about it. Just leave it alone. It's one factor amongst many. It won't be the only negative factor in your situation. It's not good, you're right. But it also is not going to determine the outcome of your situation. It's one factor. And it's not good, but there's nothing you can do about it, so just let it go. At the end of the day, the person that provides the greatest influence on your spouse will be the person that they trust and that's closest to them. Once again, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. The key to influence is trust. It's the relationship. That's why every word out of my mouth, everything in this program is all designed to help you create connection. It's all designed to help you build the relationship, step by step, slowly but surely. And the more you build that relationship, the more you build goodwill, the more you create that connection, the more they will care about you and preserving the feelings and the goodwill that goes with that connection, and the more influence you will have. And people like your wife's father, and people, whoever, again, you fill in the blank, whoever it is in your spouse's life that's having this influence, none of them have the potential to have the influence that you do. But in a broken marriage, there's a lot of bad will, there's no trust. And therefore, right now, you don't have the influence. The key to getting it back is rebuilding the relationship. And that's why everything I'm advising is all geared toward to help you do that. And the more you succeed to do that, the more influence you will have on your spouse to the point where it's influence that will trump whoever else is trying to influence them in their life. At the end of the day, you have so much more to offer them. You have the potential. I know it doesn't feel like it now, but you have the potential to offer them so much more and therefore to influence them exponentially more than anybody else in their life because you have the opportunity to offer them connection, love, and the preservation of their family. Now, right now, they want no part of that because they're not feeling the love, and they don't care about preserving the family, and they want out. But look, nobody wants to exit a marriage unless they feel like they don't have any other alternative. It's ugly, it's messy, it's embarrassing, it requires change, which people don't like. They're going to be alone, which people don't like. It costs a lot of money, which people don't like. I mean, nobody does it unless things are really bad. And so what you need to do is to demonstrate that there is an alternative, that things don't have to be that bad, to give them a taste of a sweet future. And when you do that, the influence of that sweet future, the influence that you will provide, will dwarf anybody else in their life that's providing some influence.